Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Wendy is rocking. Let the record show. Wendy is officially rocking. I'm being a little more careful, but you are rocking.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is. It is. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com to talk about your favorite television shows and the ones you don't like also. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Hi.
Nice to see you. The Super Bowl was Sunday. Now, traditionally, the Super Bowl, that means big numbers. That means huge ratings. That means a lot of controversy over the commercials. And
usually
everything.
It means good commercials.
Almost always. Almost always. Did the ratings live up to...
Does that
to...
mean you didn't like the commercials?
They weren't as great as usual.
All right.
A lot of dead air right there, but Bill's not going to back me up.
It was a little lackluster. The game was a little lackluster. The halftime show.
There were a lot of talking animals.
Yes.
In the commercials this year.
Which is very cute, but you know what? When they're all talking animals, they all blend together.
Right. That was the premise by which The View was created. We'll just have a lot of mammals talking at the same time and see what happens. Were the ratings up to snuff? Were people happy with the ratings?
I think so. Yeah. I think, didn't they say it was second highest or something?
Was it really?
I don't know that that's, I mean, I have to look that up. But
that says
a
lot.
I thought I read something that was the case.
With a game that was average at best, that says a lot about what the Super Bowl is. People will tune in no matter what.
15.2 million people in the U.S., oh, no, that's tweets about the Super Bowl. Sorry.
I was going to say, that number's down then if it's just 15.2.
Where is it? I can't find it.
All right. That's all right. You can find it. But here's what
wait.
This is the reason I bring it up. There was an announcement made during the Super Bowl. There was an ad for The Good Wife, a CBS show, and they were talking about all the twists that you've seen over the years on The Good Wife, and they said, and here's one more twist. We only have 9 more episodes left. That surprised a lot of people.
Yes. It did, and it surprised, I think... All the TV critics who are in my Twitter feed were freaking out about it because nobody really knew about it.
They felt left out.
Yeah. I think everybody was a little mad that they weren't able to break that news,
that they
didn't have that in, you know, because CBS kept it really quiet. TCA in January, people asked about it because the Kings, who Michelle and Robert, I don't know what his name is, the creators of the show had announced that they were leaving at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And so everybody was asking if it was going to go on, and the CBS president said, you know, it's too early, it's January, it's too early to make that decision.
But I bet the network really hurts on something like this because the ratings have been consistently good from the first season, and they don't want to lose one of the top shows.
I think the network actually, you know, the Kings, I did this call with them on Monday, and they said that they were very happy that the network honored their original idea. When they set out to do the show, they said 7-season arc.
Yeah.
And they said they felt sort of honored that the network decided, you know, we're not going to continue it without them.
I always wonder if that's not a bad thing for a show to come in and say, and I know that depending on how popular or unpopular a show is, you're going to make an adjustment, but I love when a show goes, we're going to do X amount of seasons. I remember when Lost did that. Lost announced 2.5 years before they ended, this is where we're going to end the show. And then you kind of have an idea of, you know, for if you're one of the creative forces, what do we need to do to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, but they still didn't wrap it up properly, and I miss it tremendously.
Well, they feel they did, I think. But that's they talked about that. They said, you know, when you have something, a goal you're writing toward, it makes the writing snap a little
I bet
better,
it does.
You know, because you're not trying to fill, you're not doing 22 episodes trying to fill in little spots and everything. So
may I jump in with a little X-Files thing, because I think we had 6 episodes that they agreed to, and if everything goes well, and I would imagine they get enough money, they would continue this. After the two-part beginning, there was episode 2, I guess we would say.
Technically episode 3, because you had one on Sunday night, one on Monday
Lizard
night.
Lizard-related, let's just say that.
Yeah.
In the old days of X-Files, which I did not miss an episode, there were funny little quips, and there were moments where it would suspend belief. I know a lot of people would say it suspends belief a lot because it involves aliens and such. But this one, in particular, to me, was too campy and too funny and too more of a comedy, like watching Creepshow, and I just feel with them only having 6 episodes, they should suck us in and then go a little nutty.
This is the one I was talking about. I think when we talked about it before it started, that there's this one episode that that everybody will probably say this about, because it's
true. I remember that.
It's true because you know, there's only six, but, you know,
they're showing what they can do, too.
Chris Carter said, you know, we always used to have these, so we're going to have one in this thing.
Yeah.
You know, they always used to, but when you have a season of whatever they used to, I don't know if their seasons were full 22 episodes or not, but when you have a longer season and you have two
they
of
were
those
longer.
In there, when you have two of those in there, it's not quite as jarring.
Right.
You know, and
this, I would, like the third one.
Right. For those of us who loved the show as much as we all did, their bread and butter, the thing that they did best were the really creepy episodes.
Right.
And you'd think if you're only doing six, keep most of those.
Right.
That's what we want to see.
Or even the mythology. You know, you're dropping, you have six episodes to get through this mythology that you set up in the first episode.
Right.
And, you know, you're almost, if you want to call it, wasting an episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny, I thought, but some of it wasn't as funny.
And
it
went way over the top. And it's funny because being the X-Files fan, and Bill, I don't know if you watched with your kids who had never seen the originals, but with my kids, there was a certain point involving Scully. I said, that did not happen. It's like, oh, no.
Right.
I bet it did. I said, trust me, that did not happen.
Right.
And because we know our characters.
Right.
And
yeah.
I love them. I love Scully and Mulder. Spooky Mulder.
It is nice to see the show up and running again. And when it is firing on all cylinders,
right.
it does remind you of the glory days
right.
of the show. I just hope they can sustain it.
Yeah, it was just odd. It was just odd in the six-episode order that they had that in there, I think.
Yeah.
Still good, but just wasn't ready for it
yet.
And with new fans, I think it might have changed things.
Right. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question or comment, 312-981-7200. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. This is
the Club Neo version.
Yes. I got an X-Files flashlight in my loot crate for the month. It's
mm-hmm.
this thing you can, I think it's like $12.99 a month, and every month you get cool new things depending on what shows are coming out. So I got an X-Files flashlight, and the minute I shone it on the wall the other day, WGN TV News started this theme. So I thought, wow, that's timing.
Incredible.
I should
timing.
Play the lottery. And then I forgot to play
that. That's all right.
I would have won.
That's all right.
You would have.
Kurt Wagner's
a
here
lizard.
From TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, here's a cool miniseries that's starting up. It's called 112263. It's based on a Stephen King novel. You've seen some of it. What do we need to know?
It's very good. It's not great. It's great. It's good. It has James Franco plays this guy who goes back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination.
Love the idea of it already.
Time travel.
Yeah, and he goes back to 1960 because he has to spend 3 years getting himself into a position where he can do this thing.
Yeah.
So
little prep work before you can save the day.
Yeah, so it doesn't go right to that, so don't be impatient
mm-hmm.
because he has to get there, but it has all these very cool things happening on his way there. And like he ends up, you know, what I like about it, and then what I think is the fun stuff, is you see him in the present,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Cooper plays the guy, a friend of his who runs this diner, who actually knows about the rabbit hole, as he calls it, the time-traveling closet.
Yeah.
And so he sends him on this mission because he is, you know, he can't finish it or whatever. But you see James Franco in his position, he's a teacher, and you meet all these people he knows, and then when he's back in time, you meet their parents,
oh,
or
nice.
You meet them as children, or, you know, and he's able to affect their lives in a positive way, hopefully. So you see all this other stuff on his journey to get to Dallas and on 11/22/63.
You know what the premise reminds me of, and you may be too young to remember, but the show The Time Tunnel. Did you ever see The Time Tunnel?
I've heard of it.
With James Darren and Lee Merriweather. Do you remember that show?
I remember James Darren and Lee Merriweather, but I didn't know.
It was the premise was two guys, they had built a time tunnel that looked like the Parker Brothers logo, and then what they would do is they could walk into it and go back and do exactly what
I've never seen that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I only know Lee Merriweather as Catwoman.
Yeah, one of the many one of the many Catwomen. All right, so this is going to be on Hulu, right? That's where you can see 11/22.
Yes, it starts Monday on Hulu, and they're doing it. They're not dropping all the episodes at once. They're doing it weekly.
Like, isn't that weird? Because Hulu's theme seems to be exactly that. You can see as many episodes as you want all at once. I wonder why the backlash.
They're doing
why
this
the other way.
I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't know what it is.
There's several people who want to talk to you, Kurt. Again, we're at 312-981-7200 if you have a question or a comment for Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com.
Who do you want to talk to?
We'll start out with Mary because she's talking about what we're talking about. Let's see what she's got.
All right, Mary, hello.
Hi.
You read the book, correct? You read Stephen King's novel version of this?
Yes, and I'm rereading it, getting ready for the show.
No spoiler alerts, but if it plays according to the novel, it should play out nicely, right? It's a pretty good story.
It is really good.
Yes, that means good. Yep.
Well, from what I understand, Mary, you will be surprised too. There's some new things.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, well, you know, that's what happens with a lot of movies that go from books.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a slight change. Why not? Makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
thanks,
like
Mary.
Under the Dome.
Yeah, Under the Dome's a good example. Yeah, well, thanks so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, and Jody's on the line. Hi, Jody.
Hi. One of my favorite shows is the original NCIS, and I understand that Michael Weatherby is leaving the show, you know, this year. Do you know of any character or characters they might bring in, are they going to just end the show?
I don't know. Anything about? I know he's leaving, but that's I don't think they're ending the show. The show's the number one. I think it's still the number one show.
It's way up there, yeah.
And possibly the number one show in the world, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
He's one of the main characters, and, you know, I mean, they focus on him all the time.
And people get new jobs. I mean, they'll just, you know, I'm sure they'll find another agent that fits that, you know, that space in there. I'm not sure if they're bringing anybody.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
People are always baffled by that, but if you've played a role for a while and you're an actor, even though the money is good and the recognition is good, at some point you go, I don't just want to be this one guy. That's not why I got into the business.
Right, exactly. You want to, I mean, if you feel like you've done everything you can with a character, then, you know.
Are you a fan of the show The New Girl on Fox?
I don't watch it regularly.
You don't watch it regularly?
No.
They're doing something interesting. Zooey Deschanel, who's the lead, she's the new girl.
I love her.
I love her, too.
Ever since Elf, I have fallen in love with her.
She's
great. I'm not kidding.
She's so quirky and great.
I love her.
The writing on that show is so tight. It's one of those shows, 30 Rock used to do this, too, where you'd watch it once and you'd laugh, and then you'd watch it a second time and go, I just saw that episode, and I don't remember that part of the joke. That's how quick the jokes fly on that. Well, she's pregnant in real life. So what they've done on the show is they've said that she's going to jury duty. She's off at jury duty. And they brought in Megan Fox, who's completely different from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of filling in. She's playing a different character. She's playing somebody who just needs a place to stay for a short amount of time. So she is. But my daughters, who love the show too, said, this is going to ruin the show. And we watched the first Megan Fox episode the other day. And it's still great. I mean, it comes at you from a different direction.
Right.
But it's still so funny.
Right. And they've had a lot of... not necessarily cast changes, but they've had additions and and like flips and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's always good when it's a long-running show to try to keep it fresh. And, you know, that's a novel way to do that. You know, instead of when a cast member got pregnant or, you know, they would do the pillow in front of them all the time or they would try to write it in. And, you know, that can get old, too.
Yeah. No, I like the way they've done it. One of the writers on that show is, I think her name is J.C. Philbin. It's Regis Philbin's daughter, who some of the funniest episodes are written by her.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Does she have high blood pressure, too?
I don't know if she does. That's a great question.
And that has good Chicago connections, too, because one of the actors or two of the actors are from Chicago, I think.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
TV shows, Outlander, best show ever, tell me more.
Oh.
What is that?
I just wrote an Outlander piece yesterday. That is a show on Stars. It's based on Diana Gabaldon. Yes, I think I saw you say her name. Her book series called the Outlander book series, and it's about a nurse in the 1940s who visits Scotland with her new husband, and she touches a stone, like a Stonehenge type stone, and is sent back in time to the 1700s Scotland, and she meets this very handsome Highlander dude who wears kilts.
And
And she has to, like, you know, live in this world. She's stuck back there for a long time. And it had its first season last year, highly successful, big time success. And they just announced the premiere date for season two yesterday and a new teaser. And they showed, like, a teaser photo of them because this year they're trading in their rags that they wear in Scotland for Parisian finery because they're in Paris.
Now you've sold me.
Yeah,
until you told me that,
I
wasn't
sure. So you will see this beautiful red dress that she's wearing on the front of my website right now.
On TVshowpatrol.com.
Yeah. It was a really good show. I really like it, yeah.
Anything on The Last Man on Earth, Will Forte, love that show. That's who Mark Roberts reminds me of a little bit, Will Forte.
With the scraggly beard?
Yeah.
I saw Will Forte showed up at a party at TCA in January in Pasadena with
Half and half.
The half and half. And
he was shaved on one side of his head and scraggly and long on the other side.
Yeah. And it was so weird. It was so weird to see him in person like that. And I don't know when that's coming on the show.
He was just singing. There was like a salute to Fleetwood Mac in L.A. My friend Lisa Nelson, who writes for Last Man Standing, sent me this. And it was just a bunch of celebrities up on stage singing Fleetwood Mac songs. And Will Forte was one of them.
He's got a decent singing voice.
He
I've
really
heard him sing
does.
Before. He's pretty good. He really is. Kurt Wagner's website, again, is called TVShowPatrol.com. It's right there on your internet, so take a look at it. Thank you, Kurt. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Nice seeing you.
Have a good weekend.
We'll take a quick break, and then a lot more coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.